820 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The Senate has voted and a debt ceiling deal has passed.
The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
This high-stakes, high-drama standoff ended with a marathon set of votes in the U.S. Senate deep into the night. They voted on a series of proposed amendments that weren't going to pass, including one that would have made larger spending cuts to reduce the deficit. The final passage in the Senate moves this bill to President Biden's desk, where his signature will happen before the June 5th deadline for default.
If they couldn't agree on a deal, the country wouldn't have enough money to pay the bills. The default could have damaged the U.S. economy. There are big concerns over people using off-brand versions of weight loss drugs. CBS's Alexander Tin with details.
Amid a nationwide shortage of weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic, the FDA warns some pharmacies have turned to compounding their own off-brand versions using a different so-called salt formulation of the drug's active ingredient, semaglutide. While some pharmacies are able to respond to shortages by compounding with fewer restrictions, the FDA warns that swapping out semaglutide for these alternative salt forms may not be effective and could pose safety concerns.
Boeing has delayed its first piloted flight of the Starliner spacecraft indefinitely. Space consultant Bill Harwood on the latest on a long line of setbacks.
Boeing initially hoped to launch the Starliner on its first piloted test flight in 2020, but the spacecraft has run into a steady stream of problems, forcing one delay after another. The company had been hoping to launch two astronauts to the space station on July 21st, but the flight is now on indefinite hold because of parachute and wiring problems. Boeing says a flight later this year is still feasible, but that'll depend on getting the analysis, repairs, and additional testing done in time.
It is about to get hot. Meteorologist David Parkinson says if you live on the East Coast, it's time to turn on the AC.
We'll be seeing record high temperatures in the Philadelphia metropolitan area, as high as 95 degrees in Reading, 92 degrees just outside of Washington, D.C.
Bill Cosby's facing a new sexual assault lawsuit. He's being sued by a former Playboy model under a new California law that suspends a statute of limitations on sex abuse claims. Victoria Valentino alleges he drugged and sexually assaulted her and another woman in 1969. She says she passed out after Cosby gave her a pill at a restaurant. She woke up at his home and saw him assaulting her friend. Then, according to the suit, Cosby raped her. A Cosby spokesperson says the lawsuit lacks any proof or facts. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Friday, June 2nd. In Wood County, the Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Safety Conference Room 105. They will hear from the Criminal Justice Coordinator, a report from the Citizens Groundwater Group, and discuss the Price County resolution, among other agenda items. They will also tour the Branch 4 courtroom. In Portage County, the Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 9 a.m. at the Annex in Conference Room 5. They will discuss and take possible action to approve the amendment to the Intergovernmental Agreement. Tomorrow is the last day of school for students in the Wisconsin Rapids School District, and it's a half day. Rams will dismiss at noon, Lincoln High School at 12:20, and elementary schools get out at 1. Stevens Point students are in school until June 6th because of a makeup snow day. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 62. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 89. Lows dip down to about 62. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. For licensees, from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this one a Whitey Bitch Voice Wednesday. And I don't mean you.
Don't be so hard on yourself. Happy hump day to you, Evan, working the board, our fair audience. Great to be with everyone. Why is today a Whiny Bitch Voice Wednesday?
Well, before I get to that, let me tell you, we got a friend joining us a little bit later this hour. Ebo, don't forget to send our buddy Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct. Never a whiny bitch voice on that band. Matt Flynn joining us at 4:30 just to shoot the you-know-what talks and politics here with the Devil's Advocates.
Love it. Very direct, that Matt Flynn.
He is. Often. Quite direct. And Dom, we do have news. Congressman Glenn Grothman, great state of Wisconsin, has embarrassed himself. He's embarrassed Wisconsin. Hell, he even embarrassed his mama. We'll get to that in just a minute. But I've been doing a Ron DeSantis voice. You know, we've got friends that listen quite often. We hope you all do at least a couple hours a day. You know, give us 2 hours and then, you know, any other product. Just a little taste of that. Spread around the love, if you know what I'm saying. But we got our radio friend Hasshole, and he gets frustrated when I do a Ron DeSantis voice, but I haven't really crafted it yet. Not in the same petulant way I do the rigged, the Trump voice, right? Or even a Bernie. You've got a few voices
right.
I've done through
years. Have you been putting some time into this now? Have you been working on this? The Ron DeSantis?
Minutes. I got minutes invested in the Ron DeSantis voice. I'm thinking, what is it? What is it about the timbre, the quality of Ron DeSantis' voice that makes this man so particularly unappealing to most voters, most human beings, I would
say. Why aren't other Republicans doing what you're doing in Florida? And I say they are doing it. And they say, where? I say they're doing it in Iowa. And in fact, I was here in March and someone kind of took note and they're like, man, look all the stuff Iowa's doing.
Someone? He's got a little Brady going on there, man.
He does have a little Peter Brady, but I'm not really looking to break and crack my voice with frequency, although I might work that in. But in my opinion, Ron DeSantis has a gratingly whiny bitch voice. So in deference to my radio friend and oftentimes listener, Hasshole, And shout out to Mama Annalise as well. Not Glenn's mama, but Hassel's mama, Annalise. Shout out. I have been crafting the DeSantis voice, because otherwise I give him the Crudy voice. And the Crudy voice, far too sexy for that.
I mean, you can only take so much.
You know, just to my inflection, my super stellar thing. Well, then I like lifted up the Ron DeSantis.
Oh, I see. I mean, this is something not to be trifled with, Crudy. I mean, you are a professional. You've been speaking in front of a mic since college.
More or
less. I mean, don't try this at home, kids.
No, no. They don't give everyone around here a radio show. So, also, and I realize we're a Wisconsin-based product, but I got to mention, I think the Ron DeSantis voice is going to have a limited shelf life. I do analogize, I parallel the candidacy of Ron DeSantis with that of the wanker, Scott Walker, the former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin. Of course, he was a awful presidential candidate. But not
kidding
until
me, he was leading the pack at one point.
Sort of. We saw him at the Iowa Freedom Summit, the Citizens United sponsored event in Des Moines, Iowa. And the participants jumped in the race, or at least they flirted earlier in that cycle. Because in January, I mean, Scott Walker was the belle of the ball.
Oh, yeah.
He took off that sport coat and he walked around that podium. Oh, man.
Rolled up his sleeves and came out to some Dropkick Murphys who literally hate him.
And literally had the conservative Christians in Iowa all a flutter. Too big shot to come to the 9x8 spin room.
It was not a big room.
I mean, I've been in jail cells that are bigger than the spin room was in Des Moines, Iowa that day. Donald Trump, he came to the spin room. You questioned the man. But anyways, here's the point. Scott Walker was a big shot until he declared his candidacy. Until you really got a full dose of Scott Walker when he was just, you know, when it was just the projection of what you thought Scott Walker would be.
Right. Hey, what? Who's that? What? Who's that guy from Wisconsin? That's interesting.
Man, look at what he did. He reformed government by crashing the public sector unions, and he's got 100,000 people, and somehow he succeeded, and he lived down the recall, and he got reelected.
He must really be something.
He must really think he's something. Because as soon as he went on the road, and let's not forget, he had the same sort of campaign finance breaking 527, our
American revival.
Yes. And he stole the logo from the America's Best Sunglass Place. That's right. Remember, like, it was literally like a stolen logo sort of thing. This next time, because you know Scott Walker will eventually run for something. I'm thinking steal the Taco Bell logo. Yo, Carol.
Nah, come on, take Disney, because they don't care about trademark or copyright.
So Scott Walker declared in like July. And he was
after
out by
that January. That's stunning. So he rolled that wave, man. He let people, he gave people a taste. And then what, 6 months later, he finally officially declares, because he was running the whole time.
Well, he had the shadow campaign. He was on the road in Iowa for much of the year. And that's what Ron DeSantis is doing right now. Ron DeSantis, like in Cedar Rapids as we speak. Or at
today,
least
in Iowa.
That was his agenda. I got to assume he made it to all four whistle stops. And much like Scott Walker, and we've got a little coverage from NBC News, when Ron DeSantis shows up at Iowa, man, they must pack in like 100 people. He had like 100 people at his first whistle stop. And I got to tell you, Dom, and we've done a few live events, but if we went to a bar in Madison and we gave people a little bit of notice, said Devil's Advocates are coming to party, and we didn't have more than 100 people, I would quit the sport.
You'd be sad.
You know what I mean? If we said, hey, man, we're going out, come see us, we're going to have a good time.
We're, or like, hey, I'm running for president, and I know the Twitter thing didn't work out great, but come see me in Iowa. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. You get a full piece of what Ron DeSantis is all about.
let me give you just a little taste of the Ron DeSantis. I've been working on this.
Oh, God.
The Associated Press. Ron DeSantis was making a four-stop blitz through Iowa during his first full day of presidential campaigning today, aiming for a personal connection with the voters while intensifying his criticism of former President Donald Trump. The Florida governor's first stop was the floor of the Port Neal Welding in Salix, a rural town near Sioux City, in the heart of the most Republican-heavy part of the state. So this is the deepest red of deep red Iowa, Dom. Lining the highway outside of the welding shop were metal structures, including a towering Jesus, a version of the Statue of Liberty, and the Minions. DeSantis talked up his efforts to push his state farther to the right, but he often barreled through his 30-minute speech in a workmanlike fashion. Is that what they call it? Left few pauses for applause. You know, he's never seen applause before, Dom.
Well, please, you're blasting through the script because you want to get on to the next stop. Way to really, you know, slow down and touch base and feel and hear the people of Iowa.
Connect with the voters. Dom DeSantis left few pauses for applause from the audience of a bit more than 100 people, some wearing caps bearing seed company logos, trying to position himself as the most formidable alternative. You got 100 at your first rally. You're the most formidable alternative to Trump. To Trump in a crowded Republican White House primary field, DeSantis didn't mention the former president by name in Salix, but he said the Bible emphasized the importance of being humble. That's why I'm always humble here on the greatest radio yes, show ever, Dom.
Because God told you?
Something like that. Adding the country needed leaders who knew how to show humility. Yeah. Wait, here it comes. I've been working up to this.
All right.
The tired dogmas of the past are inadequate for a vibrant future. We have to look forward. We can't look backwards. We have to have courage to lead, and we must have the strength to win. I see that as sort of a whiny bitch voice.
That wasn't too bad.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Now, DeSantis later sat with his wife, Casey, among hydraulic lifts and long welding tables arrayed with assorted metal engine parts. The pair took no questions, Dom, but offered stories of their favorite drive-through chicken restaurant. You think it's Chick-fil-A?
Probably.
And their kids.
It was.
Including an incident involving permanent marker drawings on the bathroom walls of the governor's mansion. You're not going to get your deposit back. I was almost going to do the voice again, but this is another speaker, so Bev doesn't get the voice. They just seem very down to earth, says Bev Lesman, a 70-year-old retired teacher from Sioux City. After speaking, DeSantis walked through the audience, and Lesman wrapped her arms around DeSantis's neck and told the governor she could feel what seemed to be the governor's Christian devotion. She could feel it in him, Dom. Oozing out of every pore. Like grease or sweater.
Don't say gay.
I told him we can't make others live it, but I appreciated how he expressed his faith. She said later, he replied, but we can model it, she said. We can model it. There was a connection, Lesman said. Any relation to Les Nessman? Buckeye NewsHawk Award winner?
What are we talking about?
Anyways, DeSantis, this barnstorm tour today, appearances in Council Bluff, Pella, and Cedar Rapids. Why are we not there? As he holds a string of early events in states where the caucuses kick off.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
They have a great selection of shoes, apparel, and accessories to help kick your game into high gear. Soccer World's team of soccer experts have over 38 years of experience in the retail and soccer market. From cleats to shin guards, jerseys to coaching equipment, they'll help you stay ahead of the game. Plus, look to Soccer World for all your team business needs. Soccer World, 12615 West North Avenue in Brookfield, or online at soccerworldofbrookfield.net.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 60. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Highs level off around 86. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 61. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 85. 83 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently
on air,
63
online,
degrees.
On your smart speaker, and on the Civic Media app. Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is the Shaw.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town. Right the shack outside the game.
When they go low, we get high. Just let me know. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the very direct Matt Flynn joining us very soon, the bottom of this hour. That means 4:30 for you normal non-radio kind of people. Keep on listening. You can join us. Time in this segment, 844-967-2789. Dom, I think I did a great Ron DeSanctimonious.
You did an adequate Ron DeSantis.
Adequate is better than you've offered.
Oh, come on, man. I doubt it.
All right, let's hear you do your Glenn Grothman. And I would also point out to the callers, if you do a better Ron DeSanctimonious voice than yours truly, on the air, you got to call in, 844-967-2789. Better than mine. I got a pair of Brewers tickets for next Tuesday night against the Orioles, courtesy of our Brewers flagship, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support. Can't wait till EAA. I'll be up there. But Dom, what about the Grothman voice?
You want? Yes. Let's get there. The embarrassment continues, Wisconsin. Let's start with this. The Washington Post reporting the news today: the bipartisan deal to suspend the debt ceiling and limit federal spending passed a crucial procedural test Wednesday afternoon in the House, keeping the agreement on track for Congress to avert a U.S. government default before Monday's deadline. The vote was 241 to 187 to approve a rule for floor debate on the deal. It cleared the way for the vote on the final passage Wednesday evening. Opposition to the deal between the House GOP and the White House is building among conservative Republicans and liberal Democrats, but leaders in both parties expect it to pass. GOP leadership aides say they believe the final vote will receive, quote, a majority of the majority, satisfying an informal Republican guideline against passing legislation mostly on the strength of Democratic support. So that's the background. That's where we're at right now. But Glenn Grothman, congressman from the state of Wisconsin, Well, he was very upset about, you know, the lack of effort apparently by the Republicans to, you know, go after the poor people, as AlterNet reports. Brandon Gage, the right-wing Republican members of the United States House of Representatives, have drummed up an extensive list of excuses about why they oppose the deal struck by McCarthy and Biden to raise the debt ceiling. Latest example came from Glenn Grothman late Tuesday afternoon, when Grothman groused that the bill was too lenient towards economically disadvantaged Americans. And I cannot do the Grothman voice. Well, maybe hearing a little bit, you know, a little practice. So let's lay it on the people, Evan. I know you got this one quick, and we appreciate it. Here is the embarrassment, another embarrassment from Wisconsin Congressman Glenn Grothman on what the problems are.
But they left low-income housing untouched. I think as far as discouraging work and discouraging marriage, I think low-income housing is even a more dangerous program than the food stamps. So I'm including low-income housing in the mix of having work requirements. The amendment as drafted just includes Section 8 housing, which is an error on my part because there are other low-income housings as well. But that's what we have before us. I would appreciate it if you'd let that to the floor, because I don't think our team fought on the low-income housing front at all.
They left the low-income housing untouched. I think it is far as discouraging work and discouraging marriage. I think low-income housing is an even more dangerous program than the food stamps. Food stamps! Glenn Grothman, man, keeping the people down. Thank you. And talk about low-income housing. Didn't you live with your mom until like 2 months ago?
Dominic, you know what discourages marriage? Homelessness. Homelessness. And the attitudes, and of course, the looks of Glenn Grothman. I noticed.
You're right.
For a guy that talks about the discouragement of marriage, he's really
not married, never been, as far as we know.
Confirmed bachelor for life, Glenn Grothman. And since he's a good Judeo-Christian man, Dom, I asked him if he ever chased a girl around the backseat of the his old man's Oldsmobile or whatever the case may be. And Glenn wouldn't answer. I'm going to take that as no.
No. Discouraging work. Discouraging marriage. That's low-income housing, apparently, and food stamps. Those very dangerous food stamps. Because, man, if you got food and housing, well, why would you possibly get married? And you're sure as hell not going to work, right, Glenn?
You know, it's awfully hard being poor. I've been poor. I was a poor-ass college kid.
It's expensive to be poor.
Oh, it's really expensive and time-consuming. Yeah. It takes more time when you're poor. Everything takes more time and more energy and a little more money. If you don't have a bank account, cost money to go cash your check. You pay someone for the right to get the money you work for. And then, God forbid, you put in a checking account, and then you try to take some money out of the ATM machine, and they take a little more money out. And so on and so on. And if you ever bounce a check, of course, because you don't have enough money, well, then they really stick it to you.
They sure do. It's expensive to be poor.
844-967-2789. Thank God we chose the high-paying radio career that we've chosen, Dom, so we'll never have to experience for want.
Yeah.
Jake from Milwaukee, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I want, Jake. What do you want?
Good. Wait, Dom works? I don't know.
Come on, man, it's work. You know, the hardest part of this job is not swearing at guys like you on the radio some days, Jake.
That's true.
Ow. Okay.
Well, I mean, not just you, lots of people.
You know, I just find it that, you know, Glenn Grothman has been living off my tax dollars and everyone else for I don't know how long, and saving it, living with his mother. I mean, come on. I mean, he's not even, like, he's just a disgusting human being. But, you know, talk about, like, drama queen. I mean, Republicans are the biggest waste of taxpayer dollars ever, period.
Well, you can save a lot of money living at home with mom, and you save a lot of money on food when she's making you the meatloaf. Ma, we want it.
Come back with us, the very direct Matt Flynn, our colleague in broadcast excellence.
We're talking the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time. Go to mercyships.org today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Expand your outdoor living space with the help of S. Johnson Lawn Service in Marshfield. S. Johnson Lawn Service is more than just lawn care. Their team specializes in custom designs, complete remodels, and efficient lawn spray fertilizer application. With over 100 years of landscaping experience, S. Johnson Lawn Service can create a beautiful outdoor space for you and your family. Call 715-305-4729. That's 715-305-4729. Or visit them online at sjohnsonlawnservice.com.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and We Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon recovery programs began in 92.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 62. Overnight, under partly cloudy skies, easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 89. Lows dip down to about 62. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Well, someone's got to scratch our bellies a little bit, get us ready for the show. So, man, how you been, man?
I'm a good man. I mean, I just got off the radio. Your show, for God's sake, at 4 o'clock. We had a great time. A lot of callers. Good stuff on the debt deal. You know,
is that a done deal? Is it going to stick, man? I mean, it seems like they passed a few of the procedural steps. Don't have a lot of confidence in the Kevin McCarthy as speaker. Is it going to be shepherded through? Is the will there?
I think it is. Moscow Mitch McConnell said he thought it'd get through. Biden said he thought it'd get through. McConnell did. McCarthy did. The deal is this. A lot of the right-wing nuts in the Republican Party will vote against it. But Hakeem Jeffries has promised enough Democratic votes to get it across. It will get across. But there'll be a lot of trash talk tonight. It's going to be, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, 7:30 our time. So, you know, look for a lot of people posing for holy pictures and giving speeches, but it'll pass. It'll pass.
Well, the trash talking starts right now, Matt. First and foremost, it passed the procedural threshold of, what, half the Republican caucus don't want to blow up the full faith and credit of the United States. So, like, halfsies of the Republicans. Well, but if it had been less than half, then what, Speaker McCarthy's out on his arse?
Yeah, well, it was 7-6 in the Rules Committee, which is needed to get it out on the floor. All four Democrats voted against it. Two right-wing nuts voted against it. But one right-wing nut, Massey of Kentucky, who's a really strange ranger, voted for it. So it came out 7-6. The inside baseball is, if he'd turned around and screwed us, we would have had a Democrat or two join it. So it gets out on the floor, and McCarthy is certain, you're right, that half the caucus or more, you know. Now, remember, they have 222 votes, so he needs 112 to go along with it, and he's confident he's got it. So
he wasn't so great at vote counting the last time through. It took him like 15 times.
No, he is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. It took him 15 times. That's right.
Matt, let me ask you a question. As this has been run up, this crisis manufactured by the Republicans to pull every lever and push every button that they possibly can to hold America hostage, the president was remiss that he couldn't invoke the 14th Amendment, perhaps because he didn't have enough time. But he brought it up more than once, Matt, and perhaps now, if this thing goes through, do you think that the president would challenge under the 14th Amendment the constitutionality of the debt ceiling limit? And should he?
Well, there's two things. I think that if he wins on this, and I think it would be a significant win for him, he's not going to try to test it judicially, because you have a Supreme Court with six tarantulas on there who will do whatever the Republican Party wants. And so it would be a hostile environment. But secondly, the inside baseball is, it was no secret in the White House that if McCarthy was unsuccessful in bringing this deal home, Joe would have invoked it, simply because the alternative would have been a disaster. And then, frankly, and I'll just say it here on your show, if the six tarantulas had said, no, the 14th Amendment's not going to be enforced, he'd tell them, too bad. You don't get to tell me what's unconstitutional, and I don't get to tell you that you're acting unconstitutional. You know, it would have been a constitutional crisis. So I think we are lucky, and I'll leave it at that, that we have the most experienced guy with the most wisdom in the presidency in the history of the United States. He's been in since 1972. He knows how to do this stuff. He did a great job.
Matt Flynn, Matt Flynn Direct, host thereof. He's our fine guest. Your boy Joe, Uncle Joe, is really on a roll. I mean, this guy has been like a negotiating ninja, Matt. He has shepherded through a lot of big legislative deals, some bipartisan deals, and, you know, he comes away looking pretty damn good, all things considered. And I know some of my progressive friends don't like this hostage taking and some of the cuts being made, but it certainly beats a cataclysmic alternative, does it not, Matt?
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And take a look at what he did. He did hard infrastructure, soft infrastructure, the CHIPS Act, all of this stuff. Produced $222 billion in private investment, and every state and 4,500 communities has either an airport or roads or water systems. This guy is an historic president. He's just not flashy. But if anybody at a cookout goes, "Oh well, you know, the economy is no good," Unemployment is lower than it's been since the Vietnam War. People are making money, and we're fighting inflation better than anybody in the world. And this guy, with 51 Democrats, and one of them is Sinema, who's not a Democrat, and one's Manchin, who's not a Democrat, and hostile Republicans, brings home the bacon. Seriously. There's no other guy that I ever knew in the presidency who could have done it.
What about shepherding it through the U.S. Senate, Matt? And you talk about the dynamic, the math over there. You still got to get through some treacherous waters, if you will. Do you think that the U.S. Senate, do you think there's more reasonable U.S. senators? I mean, I worry about the Ted Cruz's of the world.
No, I know what you mean. But Moscow Mitch has come out and said he's for it. And he wouldn't say that if he thought it was in jeopardy. There are two guys that say they're going to try to crush it. One of them is this guy, Lee from Utah, who's really bad news. And the other one is Rand Paul, who's bad news. But remember, 60 votes can override all that. So, yeah, you're right. Schumer's going to need, well, he's going to need Sinema and Manchin and then nine Republicans. And, yeah, Thune of South Dakota. A lot of these people have signed on. They're not going to leave Moscow Mitch out to dry.
Now, Matt, this is a little bit of inside baseball by a political junkie like yourself. And, you know, I'm absorbing your expertise here. But why do you think the American people don't see the successes of Joe Biden? I mean, they're not giving him the benefit of the doubt. He is low in the poll numbers. I mean, if you believe some of the polling, right now he's trailing Donald Trump in national presidential polling. Matt, with his series of accomplishments, and I started as a Biden skeptic, and I think he's overachieved relative to, you know, the lot that the world handed him and history handed him. But why do you think the American people don't see it that way?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. First of all, there's an old adage in Washington is that if you want a friend in this town, get a dog. Because nobody is grateful, nobody gives a damn what you accomplished, and that's true of presidents in general. Harry Truman was down to 25% approval at one time in his presidency. So the fact is that people aren't sitting around like history freaks like we are going, I'm so grateful to this guy. I mean, they don't do that. However, when it comes to Biden Trump, I mean, Trump's a criminal. Trump should be in prison, quite frankly, and he would get us out of NATO. And he's afraid of Putin because Putin has the goods on him. And he's on the take. When you get into a general election, these polls, what, 2 years out, a year and a half out, don't mean anything, in my judgment.
Well, I certainly think the specter of another Trump presidency would scare a lot of people that currently don't support Biden, but would right. certainly support Biden over Trump. But what happens? What happens, man? Because we see Chris Christie's jumping in the race. Whiny bitch-voiced Ron DeSantis has jumped into the race. Tim Scott's
Pence
in the
has
race.
Announced Pence is coming into the race.
And, you know, the eagerly anticipated declaration, the one that everybody's been waiting for, Mike Pence entering the race on June 7th with a pledge, I believe, to hang Mike Pence, something like that, you know, to satisfy the MAGA voters. He's going to hang himself in effigy to try and satisfy the Trump base, but it's still Trump's party. But what if?
Well,
what if the indictment so wing this guy that he doesn't win the primary, and it is a 44-year-old, relatively at least vibrant physically, Ron DeSantis. You know, we draw quite a contrast.
Well, Ron DeSantis eats pudding with his fingers. He thought it'd be a good idea to fight the House of the Mouse. Okay, the guy's an idiot. He's not going to last. He's not going to be the nominee no matter what. Pence. They had a gallows. They built a gallows to hang him. They didn't build that gallows that day. It takes some carpentry. They were out to hang the guy. And then you have Christie, who closed a bridge because a Democratic mayor wouldn't endorse him. And an old gal died. I'm not kidding. In an ambulance on the way to the hospital. She was 90. She had a heart attack. And she got held up on that bridge. And his excuse was she would have died anyway because she was 90. You think these people can't be beaten? Are you kidding?
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct. He's on, what, 3 to 4 preceding this fine show. We appreciate it, Matt, and appreciate you sticking around. Let's talk about what you see as Trump's biggest exposure as it stands right now with the multitude of investigations and indictments, et cetera. Matt, where do you think he's most vulnerable? What comes down first, in your opinion?
Well, I think, you know, obviously Bragg has him in Manhattan, but that's kind of inside, but, you know, that's not going to do it. But I think that what it is apparently these documents, he deliberately hid them and then he showed them to people, which is a violation of the Espionage Act, number one. Number two, this Jack Smith, I think, is a tough cookie. But number three, remember one thing. If he's the nominee, let's say he's the nominee and he doesn't get convicted, he's going to take us out of NATO. He's going to take us out of NATO. He's going to betray Ukraine. There's a lot of people in the business community and in the Republican Party are not going to put up with that. This guy shoots his mouth off all the time. He's essentially a criminal, and nobody wants him in as president again. And they look at Biden. I think Biden beats Trump. And I'm not all that worried about DeSantis and these other people. They don't have anybody any good.
So you think Trump makes it to the election? We already have the trial date set for Bragg. I believe it's next March of 24. Charges from Fani Willis are imminent. Just stand by, Matt. They're going to be imminent. They're
early August.
Very soon, but that'll be now. We've nailed down apparently some time, perhaps in early August for that. But that just is an indictment. Of course, there's no trial attached to that. I mean, how do you think this thing plays out if there's a trial next August? With Bragg, and now we're getting close to the election with these other ones dropping. I mean, practically speaking, Matt, how does this play?
He should have been tried a year ago. The longer you bump up to an election, politically, you're not going to get away if he's the nominee with what, arresting him and bringing him into court next August? That's ridiculous. This should have been done before. I think he may be the nominee simply because these other clowns go nowhere. They have no name recognition. Nobody likes him. And if he is, he gets very, very hard to indict. The closer you get to the election.
But, Matt, I mean, don't you think perhaps one of the reasons that the others are jumping into the race is because they recognize that Trump, well, he's might be vulnerable and he's got a lot of headwinds?
People run for president for different reasons. Christie's running to be the vice presidential nominee. So is Scott. Haley's running for any kind of a job in a cabinet. The only guy who thinks he can be president is DeSantis, and I've never seen anybody more tone-deaf politically than Ron DeSantis.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine guest. He is Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct, but he's also got a political resume of his own. He is the twice-elected Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin, and he ran for governor, as many, many others did in that particular race.
His name is Crudy. That's
Matt, let me ask you, any of these Republicans going to have the courage to hop in the field and lose to Tammy Baldwin?
Well, you know, the guy that that they're secretly hoping for is Gallagher. Ever since he got the holy gavel from Mel Blanc over in the Marshfield Museum, you remember, you know, and this is a guy who is standing up for this obstruction by McCarthy on the debt limit, which has hurt us with China. It's hurt us with Russia. Biden had to cancel his trip to Australia and Papua New Guinea to shore up the base there. And the clown is the head of a China committee. Hey, the way to beat China is not to divide our country by the debt limit, okay, guy? So I think he may be afraid to run. These other ones, come on. I mean, who? Hubby or I don't know. Who are these guys? Who knows? Nobody ever heard of any of these guys.
No one ever heard of. Well, come back. Who? Y'all heard of. Our buddy. He's Matt Flynn. He's sort of direct. Man, you got one more segment in you, fella, or is it nap time?
I'll do another one.
All right.
With that sort of invitation to more trash talking, come on back. We are the Devil's Advocates. He's Matt Flynn. You're listening to at least two or three of the top radio show hosts.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tavern since 1956. Champions is a comfortable place to gather and enjoy a drink over a game of shuffleboard, cribbage, bags, golden tea, or just relax in its sunny beer garden or covered deck. Champions Pub has something for everyone. It's a great place to escape the usual bar crowds and hide out for drinks and conversation. Stop by Champions Pub and enjoy its good service and low-key neighborhood atmosphere.
The summer heat can really get to you.
Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off at Joy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July, Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 60 overnight, under mainly clear skies, easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 88. Lows dip down to about 60 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the low 80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Make sure you check us out on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio. Of course, check out the podcast and interviews at civicmedia.us and click on the programs. Look for the Devil's Advocates.
Dominic, we got a fine guest. He stuck around for us. He is Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct, the twice elected Democratic Party chairman of the great state of Wisconsin, gubernatorial candidate Matt Flynn. He made it all the way to the
on this panel. Come on.
a super majority of the panelists were gubernatorial candidates, at least briefly in the 2018 campaign. Matt, thanks for sticking around. You know, we've seen a shift in the tides here in the great state of Wisconsin. David Siders dropped an article in Politico. We talked about it because I got quoted briefly, and there's some very sexy photos of me in the Politico piece. But the conclusion is effectively Wisconsin has turned blue again. And in no small part, Dobbs, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the fact that abortion is illegal in the state of Wisconsin, Matt, I think makes it impossible for any other Republican to win statewide election here until something is done. And I don't think that's an overstatement.
Well, here's the deal, though. Janet Protasiewicz was a good candidate. She won by, what, 10 and a half points? I mean, it was really quite a blowout. But, you know, Mandela Barnes lost. And in that same environment, they ran a kind of a Willie Horton type of campaign against the guy, you know, juxtaposing his position or his picture with the guy who killed the people at the Christmas parade in Waukesha and then darkening his skin and all that. They are capable of doing that kind of thing. So I don't count them out, but I think you're right.
Matt, let me interrupt you for just a second, since I've already done so. A year ago at this time, in June, I was at the Democratic Party convention, and it was the Friday night when the Roe v. Wade was overturned. And basically, Mandela Barnes seemingly had a lead in the polls, but it was a thick field of Democratic contenders. There were, you know, outsiders like Tom Nelson, Outagamie County chairman, but then there were some well-financed candidates like Alex Lazary, and Mandela Barnes obviously was, you know, he won the primary, but not until Sarah Godlewski dropped out, not until basically the field was cleared for him. And man, I've always thought it was something of a strategic blunder. Because the climate changed suddenly with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, but the Democratic Party didn't. And in fact, they handed people Mandela Barnes. And I love me some Mandela Barnes, but he may not have been the right candidate for the moment, Matt, and we'll never know.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. First of all, Nelson dropped out, and you know, I know Tom, he's a good
Tom was out of money. That was a different circumstance.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing right. And then Alex Lazary jumped out, and then Sarah Godlewski. Now, if Alex Lazary and Sarah Godlewski had stayed in and campaigned hard at the end, I think you're right. I don't know what would have happened, but facts are facts. And Mandela ended up as the nominee. He was 7 points ahead in August. I mean, he really was. But then what happened is they trashed the Willie Horton type stuff. And that's what happened. So the Republicans are capable of anything. And they may try that again, that analogous kind of thing to Tammy. I don't know. But I think you're right. When I was started up in politics in the 70s and 80s, it was blue, one of the bluest states in the country. And then look what happened with Scott Walker. He's the guy. I mean, Tommy Thompson was basically a reasonable guy you could deal with. Scott Walker was the guy who turned it around and turned it basically Freedom Party, basically far right. And he gerrymandered in after 2010, and we are living with that.
But Matt, as David Siders points out in his piece, and I like to take a little skosh of the credit for the 82% turnout, more accurately, the 82% support in my hometown in Dane County for Janet Protasiewicz. That's enormous. But Protasiewicz would have won without Dane County. And that is what is almost shocking. The support for Protasiewicz across the state, you know, lacrosse, all parts of the outstate, she won without Dane County, Matt. And that is certainly a change in the complexity of the map. And we've got a presidential year coming up. And, you know, I can't speak to the Republican contender against Tammy Baldwin, but if we talk about the candidate of the moment and the overturning of Roe v. Wade, I mean, Tammy Baldwin's going to be nearly unbeatable in the Senate race. And I think any Republican is going to have a hard time, you know, riding Trump's coattails in 2024 in Wisconsin, man.
Yeah, I feel very good about 2024. I think Biden beats Trump. There's no sentiment for Trump, majority sentiment in this state. I don't see any Senate candidate. And whether the Tiffany, my God, I mean, if he got in, he'd lose 2-1. He's so bad. Hovde, no one ever heard of. And Gallagher keeps thrashing around. I think Protasiewicz, you know, I will tell you this, though. The Democratic Party really needs Dane County. Don't kid yourself. Dane County produces more votes in a Democratic primary than Milwaukee County. And Milwaukee County is a far bigger county than Dane County. It's essential to the Democratic Party. That said, you're absolutely accurate that Janet Protasiewicz won a lot of areas of the state that we normally hadn't. And I think that there is a realignment going on.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates. That's Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn, direct. Matt, thanks you. There's a couple more minutes left in the segment. I want to get your sense. Coree Pennybaker, one of the Democratic true electors, and a couple others are suing the fraudulent Wisconsin Republican electors. And this case will presumably go to trial. But this is a civil case and no criminal prosecutions at this point. We've heard from Dana Nussel, the AG in Michigan, pondering, considering going after their state fraudulent electors. What's your sense on the civil lawsuit? And do you think Attorney General Call should be stepping up his game and going after these fraudulent electors from Wisconsin?
Yeah, the civil lawsuit, I think, is in good shape. Frank Remington, I think, is the judge. I know Frank, and he's a good judge. However, remember something. The only prosecutor in the country going after fake electors is Fannie Willis in Atlanta, and she isn't even the attorney general of the state. I mean, what's going on? You know, I mean, everybody said, oh, I defer to Garland. Garland's not doing anything with the fake electors. None of them have paid a price. Absolutely, all of the attorneys general could file criminal charges tomorrow. And quite frankly, what's the defense? These people, they snuck into the Capitol. Voss and Fitzgerald ginned up a room for them. There's all these texts saying, don't tell anybody, you know, don't tell anybody. There's no prosecutions, only Fannie Willis, and she's not even an attorney general.
Matt Flynn, attorney, friend of the Devil's Advocates, host of Matt Flynn Direct, twice elected Democratic Party chair and gubernatorial candidate that didn't quite make it all the way to the governor's mansion. But I still admired your campaign, Matt, and you know, you're a friend of ours. And I can't wait to get together and have a beer with you someday soon, Matt.
Look forward to it, my friends. Look forward to it.
Matt,
all right, thank you, Matt.
Be well. Come back, the rest of you. Hour two, the happier, happy hour. The Ron DeSantis has a whitey bitch voice Wednesday edition. More after this.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports.